I have a few thoughts for us to move forward for the rest of this month and into this year. Life often pulls us in 1,000 directions with urgent details, demands, distractions, and unexpected challenges competing for our attention. When I was in business, we called it the tyranny of the urgent. We set aside our plans to put out fires. Ever been there? It is very easy to fall into a reactive cycle where we constantly respond to circumstances as they arise rather than living intentionally with purpose to honor the King of Glory who gave his life for us. God calls us to live wisely with focus and intentionality. Pastor Ron told me a few times over the last 7 years, you are the most intentional person I've ever met. Hey, when the Lord gives you a focus, focus on it. See, when we focus and we move intentionally, we can make the most of every opportunity set before us to reflect the glory of the Lord and accomplish His purposes. His agenda, His thoughts, His ways are higher than ours. To live intentionally is to align our daily choices with God's priorities rather than allowing circumstances or emotions to dictate our actions or derail our assignments. Have you ever let your emotions get in the way of your success? Jesus modeled this perfectly. Even in the midst of a whirlwind of ministry demands, Jesus constantly withdrew to pray so he could remain focused on his mission. Through his alone time, you know, too often parents, you send your children to alone time, send them to Jesus time. To just talk with the one who created them, the one who can fix what you think is broken in them. Jesus, through his alone time with God in prayer, stayed connected to the Father's will. He never deviated from what Father wanted done. As we become more effective builders in God's kingdom, we will have to learn to live with much more intentionality with Him. First, we will have to learn to live with much more intentionality with greater clarity of design and purpose. If you don't know your purpose, begin asking the Lord. I'll tell you that some of the answer is in Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8. We taught on that in January of 2023. So you must know your design and what God is calling you to prioritize in this season. If it's not His priority for you, don't let someone make you pick it up. Spend time seeking Him and setting your focus and calendar on what matters most. Most of you know Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all this stuff, which we seek too much, will be added unto you. Number two, we will have to learn how to live more intentionally with greater control over reaction. How many of you are quick to react? Sometimes that's good, most of the times it's not. He's dealing with me on this. Instead of being driven by emotions or external pressures and influences, pause and reflect and respond in ways aligning with God's direction, which are truth and integrity for your life. Be slow to become angry. Actually, let me back up. This is James 1, 19 and 20 in the Passion Translation. My brothers and sisters, take this to heart. Be quick to listen, but slow to speak. I once took a quiz. Actually, the whole class took the quiz. And it was all of these things that you had to do. You had to stand up. You had to do this. You had to do all these bizarre things. And at the very end, the first instruction was read through everything before beginning. At the very end, it said, put your pencil down. You're done. Only one person in the class, and it wasn't me. Because we're in a race to get the assignment done, and we miss the grace of the Father. Be slow to become angry, for human anger is never a legitimate tool to promote God's righteous purpose. Number three, we will have to learn to live more intentionally with greater stewardship of time and money. Use your time and money wisely and intentionally in every season, not wasting it on distractions, trivial pursuits, or meaningless pleasures. How many times did that video game just eat up hours instead of the minutes we thought we'd give it? Colossians 4, verse 5 in the Passion Translation reads, "Walk in the wisdom of God as you live before the unbelievers, and make it your duty to make him known. Our time should be living for the King, so those around us might desire to know who he is." We are currently halfway through the biblical or Hebraic month of Shabbat. This month is significant as it marks a time of renewal, deeper growth, and preparation for fullness. How many of you want some fullness? Are you tired of running on two-thirds or three-quarters? He has the fullness of joy to pour into you. Shabbat is known as the month when trees in Israel begin to awaken from their winter dormancy. In fact, this past Thursday was Tu B'Av Shabbat, which is the celebration of the new year of trees in Israel. Not quite here yet. Can't wait for that first bud to come out and the snow to be gone. Shabbat carries prophetic insights for us as Yeshua's followers to examine our roots, step into spiritual alignment with him, and flourish in Father's redemptive purpose for our lives, our regions, and our generations. Our roots become very important from this month on in this decade. Jeremiah 17, 7 and 8 is an important verse to stand on and move forward this month. "Blessed is the man or woman who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is in the Lord, for they will be like a tree planted by the water, extending its roots by the stream, and will not fear when the heat comes. But its leaves will be green, and it will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor cease to yield fruit." Are you ready to be like the tree of life that never stops bearing fruit? Like the tree in the book of Revelation that has a new fruit every one of the months of the year? That's who we should be, because our roots go deep into the river of his love. So here are a few things to remember and ask yourself as we press through the month of Shabbat and prepare for the month of Adar 5785. The Lord was speaking to me during worship about the 40, 45, and 60 days that are ahead of us until we get to Passover. Number one, Shabbat is a month of renewal. In Shabbat, the trees prepare for a new season of growth, symbolizing a fresh start for us. How many of you could use a fresh start? And I don't mean a new pile of snow to move. This is a time to examine your spiritual roots and ensure they are deeply grounded in God's word and his presence. If they're not, only you can get them there. As you rest and trust in him, it will bring you refreshment and strength to withstand the challenges of life. So I have a question. Are you allowing God to renew your heart and to reveal even more about what you have gained so far from your journey, so he can meet your needs in the days ahead? He has placed things in our lives over our journey, whether it's been one day with him or 60 years with him. He's put things in our lives that we will need to move forward in the season ahead. Number two, in Shabbat, your fruitfulness will begin in the realm of the Spirit. Shabbat reminds us, even in seasons when outward fruit is not visible, God is at work preparing us for a harvest. Too many of us think it's just going to happen, But he's working on us right now, even in the midst of what we call winter. Like the trees in winter, our spiritual growth will start internally before it manifests externally. Let your roots deep in the presence of the Lord begin to bring abundant life up from the river of his love. So I have a question. There is no need to rush as you continue to get prepared to nurture your spirit. Will you prepare now so you can bear fruit in the upcoming months? How many of you run right outside to play every morning in the winter? Okay, a couple of the young men, and their moms go, and some of the young ladies. Stop. If you have 5 minutes, let your roots go deep. Nourish your roots, because when the springtime comes, your branches are going to want to go all over the place. And if your roots aren't deep in the presence of the Lord, you're not going to bear the fruit he created you to bear. And number three, Shavuot is a month connected to water and life. Shavuot corresponds with the rainy season in Israel. Obviously, not here. It is raining outside, by the way. It's just frozen rain. This month, we must stay connected to the Spirit of God so we are allowing him to wash us, redirect us, and to pour out his rivers of living water in us. If you have no living water running in you, you have nothing the world needs. But when you allow the river of his love to begin to flow through you, you've got everything they need. This is what will sustain us and produce lasting fruit in the future. It is one thing to begin to bear fruit. Many of you know I grew up as a farmer. However, it is another thing to bring fruit to the fullness and the harvest. Many of us give up just before the breakthrough and harvest come. So here's a question. Will you drink deeply from God's Spirit daily this month and moving forward? We were just singing about that. He's all I want. Holy Spirit, you're my breath, you're my life. Are you going to do that every day? And number four, Shavuot is a month to declare the blessings of fruitfulness are yours. In Deuteronomy 8, verse 8, Israel is described as a land of wheat, barley, wine, vines, figs, pomegranates, olive oil, and honey. These are all symbols of abundance. Shavuot calls us to declare and expect God's blessings of fruitfulness in every area of our life. This is what we should be speaking to the Lord. Make me fruitful. Here's my last question. What blessings of fruitfulness has God spoken over your life? Are you clinging to the promises of what the Lord speaks to you? You know, his word, when you read it out loud, is just as valid as when we bring a prophet in and the prophet prophesies to you. It's even more valid. And most of us don't even open the word to speak it over ourselves. He desires for you to hear because it births faith. And then in faith say, yes, Lord. Let your mouth agree with the word of God this month. And then declare his promises boldly over your life, your marriage, your family, your business, everything he's put in your hands. Let's pray. Father, tonight as we lean into your strength and wisdom from above, so we may live intentionally with wisdom, not reacting to the demands of the world, but always aligning our lives and purposes with your timing. Continue to teach us to steward our lives well, to pause and seek you in every decision, and to walk in each day in step with your Holy Spirit. As we battle for the high places of our destiny this year, Lord, quicken us to be connected only to those you have placed around us in this season, so we build the kingdom and advance in fruitfulness together with your sons and daughters. Father, let our roots go deep into the river of your love, so our lives reflect your love and bring glory to your name in all we think, say, and do. In your holy name, amen. So let's stand and worship and prepare our hearts to receive the gift he gave us the night of the cross.
Bring life to the barren places, light to the darkest spaces, God. It's your nature, you bring joy to the broken.
So if you're joining us online for communion, please get your elements ready. If you're serving in the house, please come up. Our great-grandparents, Adam and Eve, had a choice. They chose the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Its roots were not righteous. And therefore, without a Savior, we are not righteous. The tree of life has a name. His name is Yeshua. His roots are in the throne room of the Father. Tonight, we're going to take communion, examining our roots. Ask yourself, are my roots in the river of living water? Are my roots in the promises of John 10:10 that Yeshua came to give us abundant life? If your roots have not been there, as you take the elements tonight, prepare your heart for the Lord to do a transplant. So your roots will now become planted in Him as we take communion. Tiffany will release you from the back. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Lord, you've called us from the day you crafted us from the soil of the earth and breathed into us to draw close to you in fellowship. Forgive us, Lord, for thinking we could find victory anywhere else but your heart. Lord, let our roots tonight no longer be confused by the ways of the world, but let them go deep into the river of your love. So as you wash over our roots, you nourish our hearts, our souls, and every cell of our bodies. Jesus, we remember you allowed your body to be broken so ours would be whole. And we say all infirmity was defeated by your broken body. And we claim your word, heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are the God of my praise. Lord, we remember the victory of your body tonight. Lord, when you cut covenant with Adam, he bled when you took a rib to make a bride. And Jesus, tonight we remember the root of his blood was your love. And tonight we remember that when you gave yourself on the dead tree at Calvary, you redeemed our life for the fullness of the victory you intended for us to have. And you cut covenant with every people group that we could return to Father through your great love and your precious blood. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Worshiping earlier, Anna Tillipaw sent this in, and I just saw it. She said, I keep hearing the Spirit was moving over the storm. Every storm we will find ourselves in bows to Him. He is over them all. He is greater than them all.
If you've been forgiven, and if you've been
redeemed, and sing the song forever to the Lamb. And if you walk in freedom, and if you bear His name, then sing the song forever to the Lamb. Oh, sing the song forever, and amen, and the angels cry, holy, all creation cries, holy, you are lifted high, holy, holy forever. Hear your people sing, holy, to the King of Kings, holy, you will always be, holy, holy forever, you will always be.
Is the greatest. Your name stands above them all, above all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions. Your name stands above them all. Lord, your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your above them all thrones and dominions.
just singing that to him, but he is singing that as his promise over us. If we will allow our roots to go deep into the river of Father's love, we will be holy forever. He called us to be holy, set apart, even as he is holy, set apart. He didn't give us an impossible task. He just told us to dwell and to rest with him. If you're joining us online or if you're hearing this in the house, we say, you are holy. Washed in his blood, you are holy. Pursuing his word and his presence, you are holy. And this is your portion, now and forever, to be a vessel, holy, set apart for him to pour his glory through. Father, we thank you for meeting us and taking us into your throne room. We thank you, Lord, for the victory of your cross for each of us. We thank you for your stripes which heal us. And we thank you, Lord, for the victory of your name which you call us by. Lord, let your name be written on our hearts. Let it be upon our lips and let it cover everything you put before us. We speak your name over our hearts, our families, our region, your bride, and your glory in this nation. In Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us. I send you to prosper as your roots go deep into the river of Father's love.